What happens when a child outgrows his imaginary friend? A new animated series on the Cartoon Network has a solution.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends is a wonderful, wonderful imagination habitation. We provide food, shelter, and a warm heart for imaginary friends looking for a place to call home.
Craig McCracken is the mastermind behind Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. He's best known for his last creation, the popular Powerpuff Girls. McCracken is in the Cartoon Network studio in Burbank, California. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The idea of a foster home for abandoned imaginary friends seems just so inherently sad. Why did you pick this, especially considering your Powerpuff Girls was so perky and upbeat? Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's a really positive show because together these imaginary friends in this environment have kind of become a family in and of themselves. So it's just kind of taking a positive spin on it and not really dwelling on the fact that they've been abandoned, but actually seeing the positive side of negative situation.
And speaking of friends, man, oh man, you should see all the kinds of friends we've got here at Foster's. There's friends with horns, with wings, with horns and wings. Simple ones, stealthy ones, two-in-ones, unimaginative ones.
Did you not think that maybe children create more human-like imaginary friends instead of these strange characters you've got?
Yeah, they possibly could. I mean, that's the cool thing about imaginary friends is they can be whatever you want them to be. I just think it's way more visually interesting to see these really bizarre and kind of surreal characters walking around this Victorian mansion than it is just a cast of, you know, normal kids. It's just way more magical and imaginative, I think.
One of the characters is Wilt. He's really tall. He's got one arm, and one of his eyes is kind of googly. Here's a clip of Wilt explaining what happens at Foster's.
For one reason or another, we've all been given up by our creators. And as much as we all love living here, what we really want is to be adopted by a new kid who needs an imaginary friend.
Now, I would assume that none of your main characters are ever going to be adopted in this show.
Well, that was one of the devices we had to figure out is, like, kids are going to like these main characters and we don't want to adopt them out. So we kind of had to come up with reasons of why they might get passed up for adoption. And what we kind of based the model of the foster home, and it's almost like a dog shelter. You know, you go to a dog shelter and there's always the three-legged dog or the, you know, overly aggressive guard dog or the dog that was never trained or a pedigree dog. And you've got all those kind of archetypes within a dog shelter. And we just applied those ideas to imaginary friends.
You've been making cartoons for 10 years. What have you learned about kids?
The one thing I've learned, and I've kind of always felt this, is kids are much smarter than I think a lot of people give them credit for. You know, if you remember, when you were a kid, you wanted to be taken seriously. You wanted to be treated more like an adult, and you wanted what you had to say to be listened to. You know, adults who kind of think that kids are stupid were probably stupid kids when they were children. So I never try to talk down to kids. I'm just trying to be honest and really just create really strong, good characters that they can relate to.
So I have to ask you, did you have an imaginary friend as a child?
Yeah, surprisingly, I didn't. Not one that I consciously had given a name and it had a form. I think a lot of my imaginary friends or whatever, I would just put on paper. You know, I just kind of channeled that process into drawing and writing stories and creating characters.
So are you seeking to encourage kids to make up a friend, or are you sending a message? It's okay if you're talking to yourself, you're really talking to your friend.
Yeah, I mean, anything we can do to encourage creativity and new ways of thinking with kids is great. You know, to inspire kids to create their own imaginary friend and sit down and draw some pictures or make something, that's great. I mean, that's some of the best things you can encourage kids to do, is be themselves and be creative and express themselves.
Craig McCracken is the creator of the Powerpuff Girls and new series Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. He joined us from the Cartoon Network studio. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Very good. Yes, I understand you're all very happy. Okay, you can stop now. Yes. Okay, please. That is enough of this silly nonsense.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.